If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, besties!
I almost forgot it. I panicked.
Welcome back to another episode of From Blended to Besties. We are still in season 6. This is going to be episode 5. We did take a break. Sorry. Like a 3-month break because it was right around the time Tiffany was going to be giving birth.
Yes.
We do have a special guest here. I will insert some behind the scenes footage.
Look at her eyes. She's like, the camera's out.
Baby is here. But we are going to backtrack a little bit, and Tiffany is going to talk about the things that we didn't talk about in her pregnancy. And then maybe if we have time, get into her labor story. But if not, that'll be in another episode.
Yes. I forgot where the heck I was in my pregnancy when we did the last episode.
You were very vague. I know we talked about...
Like, how many months was I? Like, when was this?
It was the last time we were in here recording, I hadn't had my hysterectomy yet.
Okay. And you had that in...
February.
So maybe January we were here?
Yeah, it was very early February we were here.
Okay, so early February, January. So that was probably 8 months.
Yeah, we have episodes that are actually coming up before this, so this won't be until probably like middle of May.
I love that.
Hey, Mama.
See, I knew it. I knew once we started the recording, she was going to cry.
Let me see. Hold on. We're going to take a break.
I forgot what we said right beforehand.
So, yeah, we're just going to recap her pregnancy because I know you guys had a lot of questions. Yes. So whatever Tiffany feels comfortable sharing is what we're going to be talking about today. So we left off in February, but before then, you hadn't really
talked about it. I think a lot of people were thinking because of social media how easy the pregnancy was. We're like, oh, like you're going through it so easily. It was kind of a difficult pregnancy-ish. I was a high risk pregnancy. I don't even know like how to explain it. When we found out that I was pregnant in
July,
was it July or like August? We went and did the initial appointment or whatever that's called, the first prenatal appointment. And I did tell the OBGYN that, the fertility specialist said I had some sort of blood disorder. Didn't know what the blood disorder was. They tested me for it. Found out that I had...
APS.
Thank you.
She's got mom brain right now, so I'm just I'm not talking over her. I'm just helping her remember.
APS, which is antiphospholipid syndrome, which basically had to do with blood clots and my body fighting off every single time I got pregnant, thinking that the baby needed to be a blood clot or something like that. My doctor explained it way better. So I've been on Lovenox injections, I think, since then and still now.
Well, when that thing with Michael happened, is that how you found out that you needed to be on?
No.
No, that was before.
I can't remember if I was on.
Because it was just you and Michael at home. There was no one there to give you a shot.
Yeah, so then it was probably, we knew that I had something, but I wasn't taking medicine.
Yeah.
So I think we were like in the diagnosis process. Because technically, I'm still not considered like legally diagnosed.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Oh my God, I burped into the microphone.
Damn.
I'm not technically... Okay, we can't do that, ma'am.
Can't be showing everybody the goods.
Bless you.
So there was something that happened while Tiffany was pregnant. She was at home.
Almost passed out.
Yeah, she was at home with Michael. Mike was in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got a call from Michael actually saying that something was wrong with Tiffany.
Michael called you.
Mike called me second.
Oh, okay.
Michael called me. And then Mike called me after.
Gotcha.
Because I asked where Mike was. And he said there's something wrong with Tiffany. She's crying. She's throwing up. Like, I don't know what to do. And so Mike called me. And I went over there and grabbed Michael because they thought that they had to take Tiffany to the hospital.
Well, we did.
You did go to the hospital. Yeah.
I think I had passed out. I don't even know what I was doing. I might have been straightening my hair.
I don't know. Michael said he saw you like in the bathroom.
Yeah, because I was in the bathroom. So Michael was watching TV. So I think I was straightening my hair, ended up like passing out. And then I don't know how people are with their symptoms of passing out, but whenever I pass out, I have to use the bathroom and throw up. Like, it's just down to the T. That's what happens to me. And I think, yeah, I think I had to yell at Michael because I didn't have my phone on me. That's when I started not having my phone, that I was like, you need to call daddy. And he called Mike, and I guess they called you when we went to the ER.
Well, Mike was in Tampa. He didn't know if I could get there first.
Oh, who would get there?
Okay. Yeah. So I told him, I was like, I was terrified for Michael. Michael sounded terrified on the phone. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And I thought you were passed out in the bathroom.
Well, that's the thing.
I immediately left. This is at like 8 o'clock at night, and it was raining. I remember that. And yeah. I was just like, oh my God, I can't like drive fast.
Raining, because it was night.
Yep.
It was just the two of us.
So I rushed to Mike and Tiffany's. Mike ended up beating me there because he drives really fast. I drove as fast as I could.
Safety first.
Because I can't save you if I'm in an accident. Okay. So he ended up getting there first and met me outside and said that they were probably going to go to the hospital. And I took Michael with me.
Yeah,
so
I didn't remember any of that. I think I felt like so much like shit that I don't remember until we got to the ER. Because they were saying, damn, my symptoms had something to do with like left pain, left arm pain, I think it was. Because that's when they were like, that's a sign of a potential stroke or something, or a blood clot.
I think that's when they told you to go to hematology, and that's when they found out that you needed to be on Lovenox.
Maybe. I know fertility specialist said I had a blood disorder, but I don't know who's the one who decided that I need to be on Lovenox. But I do remember having some sort of left arm pain or left leg pain, something left pain where they were like,
you're having a heart attack. I remember that.
That was a sign of it. So they checked my heart.
Intermission.
No, she's like eating and talking at the. You cannot. What is that called?
She's telling you what happened. She's like, actually, this is what was going on in there.
She's talking while eating at the same time. I love that for her. It's the rudeness for me.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and let y'all know. I'm not editing out every single cry. Okay, so
hopefully it's a tiny one.
Yeah, I mean the big ones I will, but like her interjecting her own. Oh.
She's literally just eating and like making those noises.
She does make a lot of noise.
So yeah, we went to the ER. They rushed me into like the, I don't want to say like the head of the line, but like, you know, they like do priorities and stuff like that. Yeah. Anything heart related goes to the front. They thought it was a stroke or heart attack related or something. I can't remember the symptoms. I'd have to look at my discharge papers. So they moved me to the front and they put all those things on me, the little sticky things. Cause that was the first time I ever had that before. And I was like, what the heck is this?
An EKG.
Yeah, EKG readings. So they did that. They put me in a machine that I, for life of me, can't remember. I think it might have been an MRI.
Is it a CT?
I don't know. They gave me like a thing to wear around my belly, but then I had to stand up and like, it was like a picture.
Oh, it was. Yeah. They didn't put that stuff in you that makes you feel like you have to pee.
No.
So that was like probably an MRI.
Okay. An MRI. They did it twice. They said to confirm if it was a blood clot coming through me, they had to do a different test, but whatever that test was, would be not dangerous with the pregnancy because they could still technically do it, but like an unnecessary thing if it passed. Because they were saying that if I did have a blood clot, it already passed. So we had a decision to do that test or just kind of like go home and monitor me, which I was like bawling my eyes out because I knew, or I didn't know, but I was really scared that if I went there and I did still have that blood clot, like they said basically what they were telling me, and I just love when doctors explain things, like the most terrifying thing, if the blood clot could either hurt me or could hurt the baby by like stopping her oxygen or stop giving her oxygen or whatever. So that whole like we'll see thing, I was like, are you fucking crazy? Admit me right now. But we went home and everything went fine. We ended up going to the OBGYN who decided to put me on medication, which was Lovenox, which was I on it one time a day in the beginning?
You were on it, I think it was once a day at first.
And then they switched me to twice a day.
Then it was twice a day, and that's when I had to learn to teach you. I had to learn how to give you shots in case Mike was gone.
We had to do it in the morning and night. Obviously, I'm not with Mike all the time. I'm with Megan a lot, and I was with my mom.
We have 50-50 custody of Timmy.
With my mom, so I had to make sure everyone who was around me knew how to do the shots. I am not a needle person. Actually, no. I think I'm a needle person. I'm not a blood person. I don't know. I didn't want to give myself the shot, okay? That was not fun. So we had to teach everyone how to do the shot. So Megan was my little nurse every now and then.
Yes.
And the Lovenox is a blood thinner, if you guys don't know what it is, because I know people are going to ask. It's a blood thinner. I had to take it twice a day. It left bruises all over my belly.
Yeah.
kept tasting like I had pennies in my mouth all the time. And I was always exhausted.
So. And they hurt too.
They did. Well, not as much as freaking heparin.
Yeah.
I say that all the time. Whenever like I get hurt now or anything, and Mike is like, are you okay? And I was like, it's not as bad as heparin.
Oh my God.
Baby bit the nipple, not as bad as heparin.
Jesus.
So I've been on Lovenox for the longest. I think we ran through alcohol swabs. So I think I've had over 300 Lovenox injections, which was lovely.
What would have happened if you didn't take your Lovenox shots?
The biggest concern, so I wasn't, which I learned this later on in the pregnancy, I wasn't high risk for the baby's sake. Baby was not high risk. Baby was completely normal. I was high risk. They were really scared that if I didn't get the Lovenox when I was supposed to take the Lovenox, that I could have a stroke. So I had to stay on top of the Lovenox. There was a specific time every single time that I had to take it so that there was always something in my system, because the blood disorder would put me in danger, not necessarily the baby in danger. She would be like a byproduct. It was a me issue, a me thing. It, how do I say this? It's not, I guess it's not hereditary. It's like a spontaneous thing. I apparently have always had this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have this for the rest of my life. And it only gets worse during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to need to see a specialist at some point.
Yeah. And I got to be tested for other
autoimmune diseases.
Autoimmune diseases to see if there's anything else that I may have. Just because you normally don't test yourself for an autoimmune disease to know that you have this.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a blood disorder apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to put it out on social media just in case if anyone else had it, or they had a friend or had it or something similar, and people would tell me the negatives or the dangerous parts to scare me, because I also couldn't be stressed during the pregnancy. And I just can't. No one says anything positive when you tell them on social media.
No, for real. Like, anything. Everyone is a doctor on social media. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I can only imagine people are like, you really don't need those blood thinners. Be like, no, I really God actually
God will help
do.
You.
Yeah. So, did not.
Mean. Yeah. So.
Did not want to talk about it.
It's because you got vaccinated. That's why you got
it. I know. For real. And then I was also nervous because, you know, I mean, we still didn't complete the pregnancy, so I didn't want to even talk about it. And people were like, it's because of that or something like that if anything did happen. So I kept saying, we're just going to wait till the baby comes out. Because at least when she comes out, we can talk about it. Y'all can give me the horror stories, and I know like she's already out.
Yeah, she's already out and fine.
So, but then towards the end of the pregnancy, they switch you from Lovenox to heparin because of the half-life and to help with delivery. A lot of people thought that I needed to get a C-section. C-section is actually more dangerous when you have a blood clot. And heparin sucks. Heparin was the worst thing ever. I don't know if people out there take heparin daily. I feel your pain. That is probably the most.
Should tell them what happened when they gave you your prescription for heparin.
Oh, if y'all go to hematology in Brandon, tell me where you go and I will tell you where not to go.
Oh my God. That whole hematology thing. First of all, Tiffany was given blood work. Like, I felt like every single week.
I had to give full panel,
for
to the point where when they were taking out the blood from my arms, they're like, what is that called? Scar tissue?
Yes.
So they couldn't find other spots to take out blood for me because I was just taking blood so much.
No, she's like, oh, I got to get blood work. I'm like, for what? For hematology? I'm like, you have to get blood work every single week?
I had to get blood for hematology, and then sometimes OBGYN would like order blood, and then sometimes high risk order blood, but they wouldn't like
communicate.
Yeah, they wouldn't communicate, so I could just do it once. So I was ending up doing it multiple times. It was horrendous. And then it got to the point towards the end where no one knew who ordered the blood work. So they were asking me who was reading the blood. And I was just like, I don't know. I'm not a goddamn doctor.
Like, what do you mean? Where are these going to? Aren't you supposed to know? Like,
Who's reading the results? I'm like, I have no fucking idea.
You guys just ordering blood work just to order it because no one's even fucking looking at it.
It was a hot mess. And this hematology office, I'm not going to obviously shout their name out because I still have to go there.
I will.
I still have to go there for a little bit more, a few more weeks. But they were just all over the place. They would say one thing and then Hybris would say another. And then they would kind of be like, it's up to you. And that drove me insane because I'm like, it can't be up to me. Yeah, I don't know anything. I have no idea about the medical field. I don't know what's safe or not. I need a doctor to tell me what to do or what are the risks. Luckily, the high risk doctor that we had was amazing. They were adamant about like what needs to get done. They had decisions, they had backup plans, they told me the risk and whatnot, which is super amazing. But hematology did tell me, I'm trying to remember like what I would tell you on the phone. Like, oh, they couldn't diagnose me with APS. So technically I'm not like legally diagnosed or whatever it is, because you have to lose a pregnancy in the second or third trimester to be officially diagnosed with APS. So basically I'm not diagnosed with APS.
Yeah.
Or like a false diagnosis, because they said I would have to basically lose the baby. But that's, oh yeah, that's when I was talking to you, that I was like, they're going to give me the medications as if I had it, because if they didn't give it to me, there was a 50-50 chance that I would lose her, and I didn't want, or they didn't think.
It was 50-50?
Well, they said like if I lost her, then they could diagnose me and then they could start the treatment.
I thought it was like a 50-50% chance that you're going to lose her in the,
The 50-50 that it's like, oh, you know, in order to be diagnosed, you'd have to lose her, and then we could start treating you for APS, or we pretend that you technically got diagnosed already, treat you anyways. And then you don't have to take the risk, which I was like, obviously, like, I'm not going to wait to get diagnosed with it. It's fine. So hematology was asking us what we wanted to do. We were obviously like, of course, we don't want to.
Chance
the diagnosis thing. When we went to high risk was the one who said they were going to put it on the paperwork no matter what. Hematology couldn't, because I technically am not diagnosed, which I think that's so freaking ridiculous. If I have every other symptom, but I haven't physically lost a child, like late term, I think it was called, like a late term loss, I can't be legally diagnosed with it, which is going to be interesting. If I do future doctor's appointments, can I say I have APS or not?
Sure, I would.
Because it's like, well, I didn't technically lose a child. I don't want to chance that.
Yeah, the baby thinks I'm hilarious.
I can't with you.
You saw that smile and that laugh today, okay?
It's because she was like, you right. She did say she was going to throw up, though, and she did. No, I love that. So, yeah, I was on Lovenox, switched to heparin. Heparin was difficult to deal with. Hematology was difficult to deal with. They messed up my first of all, they wouldn't give me the right medication. Not the right medications, the right amount of medication. So I constantly, every time I went to Publix to pick up my order, I'd have to make phone calls, or we had to make trips back and forth. I don't think I ever walked into Publix and just got my like medication.
Yeah, you always had some kind of issue because of hematology.
On time, which was really frustrating. And it's hematology and oncology. Like, you think that they would really care about their patients, but they don't. And then my last one for the heparin, they gave me like 3 times the amount. And my Publix pharmacist is the actual one who was like, hold up. Like, this is actually really dangerous for her. And I was telling Megan how we had to go back and forth, figure it out, like, not to get a dose that's going to, you know, take my ass out.
Yeah, Tiffany said that if she would have taken that dose that they gave her, she would have started bleeding through her eyes.
Bleeding out of my eyes. Yeah, it was just like, absolutely insane. What the fuck? And, like, I can't read it. I don't know, like, how much is considered too much. What milliliters or grams or I don't know what it is. But our pharmacist has been through this whole pregnancy journey with us. Mike took the baby to go see the pharmacist, and she's like, oh my gosh, she's finally here. I was like, girl, you were part of this pregnancy too.
I know, for real.
But it was really a hot mess. I highly don't recommend this hematology office, because I think we've been through hell and back with them. High risk. I mean, I have no complaints with high risk. The appointments wasn't that bad. I don't think we ever had... We had a small scare when they said that, like, what was it, placenta previa that I had?
She had where the low-lying placenta.
Low-lying placenta.
That was, like, early in your first trimester, though.
Yeah.
It moved.
But, yeah, it moved, so we didn't have to worry about that. The biggest thing was the blood clotting disorder.
That's where the whole, like, C-section thing was brought up, because they were saying that if your placenta didn't move...
Oh, that was, the complication, because you have to have a C-section with a low-lying placenta, but then with the freaking antiphospholipid, it's dangerous to have a C-section because of the bleeding and blood clots and stuff like that. So it was kind of like, which was the lesser evil? Luckily, we didn't have to make that choice. It made it itself. I love that for her. So that was why I was high risk. I was getting tested constantly for it. So that's what we had to deal with. We didn't deal with any risk factors or like serious complications from the Lovenox or in Lovenox.
I think there was just a lot of scary like what ifs.
And that was the biggest thing. All of them telling me basically the the dangers or whatever had me crying all the time. But nothing ever really happened. I stayed on the medicine. It was pretty good. There was no scares. I was getting checks constantly. Yeah, I think it was as normal and healthy as possible.
No, I mean, like, you were, I feel like you were maybe a little extra tired from, because that was a, like, a side effect from the Lovenox.
Yeah. Well, my blood was so thin. Like,
yeah.
I was even telling Megan, if you see
the photo our
maternity shoot
yeah.
that we did, if you haven't seen it, go on Instagram. Megan and I did a maternity shoot.
And the Easter Bunny just happened to be there, and it was like Easter weekend.
Did you see people were like, I really hope it's one of the husbands. I was like, is it bad that it's not?
Way creepier than the husbands.
It's just a random
worker. Random man.
I felt that that had me dying even more, and people were like, why'd you do this? And I was like, yeah, I'll ask for it.
I know. It was like the maternity shoot was, we were not planning on having an Easter Bunny there. When I made the, we had an original one that was supposed to be done a couple months prior. But I think it was around the time, I think it was around that hospital visit. Because I remember the reason I had to cancel is because you were in the ER the night before.
Yeah, I ended up just sleeping.
Because that's what that lady said when we were there. Because when we came in to do the shoot, and she was like, were you the same person who scheduled it? And I was like, yeah. And I told her, I was like, she was also at the ER last night. So, yeah. And then she was just like, oh, you know, I just remember seeing funny pregnancy best friend maternity shoot, like, in the comment section. And she's like, we have the Easter Bunny. Do you want the Easter Bunny to be there? And I was like, sure.
No, that was too funny. Wait, what was the second reason what that was in the ER? Oh, we thought I was going into labor. That's what it was.
That wasn't that same week, though.
No, the right before our actual photo shoot.
Yes.
So I was like, why did I go back? But now I remember.
Yeah.
Because I remember she was like, oh, now's the perfect time to tell her about the Easter Bunny.
Yes, because you had that morphine. But yeah, you tell them about the photos, and the photos came back.
What was the point that I was saying before then?
So she was, her blood was so, if you look at the photos,
that's what it
her
was.
Hands are like way whiter than her
whole
body.
Yeah, are very pale.
That's not editing. That's like how her hands looked.
That was just me. My blood just was thinned out because I did take very high dosage, a very high dose of
that's when you're on the heparin. Blood thinners.
Yeah, and then the heparin, which is even worse.
Yeah.
It thinned out my blood, so I was always so tired because my body was working overtime, which is why you, like, barely see me in any stories or anything.
I know. Everyone's like, oh, like, basically calling me, like, full of myself. And I'm like, Tiffany, I literally have to carry this channel right now because I'm trying to let my friend rest, okay?
I just saw when people would be like, where's Tiffany? And I'm like, I'm still
here. She let her rest. Like, I got it. Like, leave her alone.
But, yeah, with the maternity shoot, you could definitely tell with my hands that they were just much paler than the rest of my body. Just because of the whole blood thinner stuff. And then before our maternity shoot, which we were cutting it close, guys.
It was.
We were cutting it real close at month 9 deciding to do a maternity shoot.
Well, because I felt bad. Like, I knew everyone wanted us to do it. I wanted us to do it. You wanted to do it. Mm-hmm.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Which, did you see everyone saying that we have to do it every single year now and have Leilani in it with us, just like the three of us, and have the Easter Bunny in there?
It's like little Easter Bunny. That was her due date, though. Easter was her due date. So it was kind of like incorporating that without knowing that that was like a thing that we can incorporate. But she was supposed to be an Easter Bunny baby.
Yeah. So, yeah, we decided to do it in month 9. We were like, whatever, like, let's do it.
Well, the original one, I think, was month 7 or 8, and then we never did it, and we kind of forgot. I did Mike and I's maternity shoot, I think, in month 8, because I also was behind on that one. And then when people saw those photos, everyone was like, we were expecting to see Megan in here, too. So that's when Megan had booked the second attempt one. And then as soon as she booked that, the day before, we went to the ER because I was having contractions, so we thought that the baby was coming. There all night long. They gave me morphine because I was having contractions, but I wasn't dilating, I guess, fast enough so I could be sent home. And then the next day, while still on morphine, is when we were like, we're going to go do the photo shoot.
I know. I was like, are you sure? And you're like, yeah, just come pick me up. You're like, it should be out of my system by 1 o'clock. Just pick me up after one. And I'm like, oh,
I was like, I just can't drive, but I think I'm good to go.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is the perfect moment. Like, if my water does break or I go into labor, we like just take the photo. I know.
Oh my God. I was terrified because like she had told me that the nurse that was there was like, oh yeah, you're going to have the baby within 48 hours.
Did. I forgot about that.
And I was
that.
Like, oh my God. Like,
she said that I would be back the next day. And I know. Here, and we were doing the photo shoot.
And the whole time, because we got down on the floor and everything. I'm like, one wrong move and that water's just going to bust everywhere and we have to go straight to the hospital.
I was hoping if it did bust, it'd be on the one where I was like sitting on you. Because then like your face in the photo would be like, ah! And I'd be like, oh my God.
I know. But that lady was like, oh my God, you guys were literally. I'm like, yeah, she literally just got out of the hospital this morning at like 5 o'clock.
I did.
And our photo shoot was at noon. And went straight
into the photo shoot. But it was a good photo shoot. You couldn't even tell I was in the ER prior.
I know.
It was a morphine. It felt great.
Yeah.
But yeah, had the contractions. I think I had contractions that whole entire week, but still didn't dilate further enough.
Well, yeah. So then I went and took Luna. I just went that and grabbed week? Her that week. Yeah, because you thought you guys were going into labor within 48 hours.
Yeah.
So you're I right, came the next day. Michael. Yep. After the photo shoot, I grabbed Michael and I grabbed their dog and I just had her dog at my house. Because I was like, I would rather grab her now. Then you guys be at like the hospital.
An emergency situation.
Yeah, and then I would have to go to your house, pick up your dog, come back to my house, drop her off, and then go to the hospital rather than already having her there and just driving to the hospital.
Yeah, we were up and in the air for that whole entire week because I did have the contractions. I was
well. You were supposed to be induced on
Sunday.
Sunday. This was
St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yeah, this was Wednesday before the week before.
Yes,
you thought you were having the baby because we were all hoping you would have the baby on that Friday.
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah, you were all guys calling it.
Well, I thought you were having the baby on Wednesday.
I would say you and my mom both said Wednesday. Your dad said Thursday. And then Gabby and Elaine, I think, were hoping for Friday.
Yeah, but she ended up waiting.
And I just passed through all those days.
I know, like, we really thought, like, I could have sworn she was already having contractions, just like the baby. She was so low. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no way she's going to make it to Friday. Like, me and your mom were like, there's no fucking way.
We did so much walking.
I know, drank the tea.
Did the tea. Mike and I went to the strawberry. Over here in Plant City, they do a strawberry festival. We went on the last day, which... If anyone knows, like, you don't go on the last day. It's the worst fucking day, apparently, to go to. But Mike was like, we should do it. Like, it'll be a fun time. And this poor man just holding it in his voice when he saw how many people were there and the fact that there was no goddamn parking. But we did. We walked around there like crazy. Couldn't get snacks because there were so many lines, but it was fine. And still, nothing.
I know. I was literally, like, Instacarting stuff to Tiffany's house to put her into labor. I'm like, drink pineapple juice.
Pineapple.
I sent her pineapple juice. I sent her the red tea. I sent her two different pineapple juices.
And I
pineapple
drank
chunks.
Them.
I sent her fucking
pineapple chunks. I liked the pineapple juices. I had so much where I was burping pineapple, and I was like, never again. Like, I think right now I can't even do pineapple juice because it was just disgusting. The tea was also kind of gross, but I added stevia to that bitch because I was like.
Anything and everything that was like, this will put you in labor. I fucking sent it to her house and I was like, you need to drink this. This baby needs to come on Friday. I didn't work. She held on.
And I was like,
Tiffany's like, the contractions completely stopped. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
And then I was over here telling Mike and I was like, we might have to do it. I don't want to right now, but we might have to.
That was like the missing piece.
To the point where he was nervous too. He's like, what if the baby's... Oh, because remember they did a service check and they said that they could feel her head.
Oh, yeah.
That's what scared him when he was like, she's right there.
That's so funny.
And he was like, I can't... He was asking the doctor. He's like, you can really go in there and feel the top of her head. And she was like, yeah. And I was like... Because Mike was like, how far like in is your service? I was like, I have no fucking idea. I don't stick my hand in there to know. That's when you were like, Mike, go in there and check.
Like, open her up and check.
And he's like, absolutely not.
And I said on the chart, I was like, does it look like an Oreo or does it look like?
He was terrified.
I was like, do I need to take the boys out of school? Like, what is going on?
I know. We had no idea. I was set to be induced that Sunday. So I was kind of hoping that if she did come, she can come naturally. So I didn't have to be induced because I was so terrified of hearing everyone's horror stories with Pitocin everyone said that Pitocin was the worst. It was painful. They didn't like it. They didn't like to be induced. And I was like, damn, that's exactly what I'm going through. And then when that lady was talking about that balloon thing, and I was like, absolutely. Well, didn't they say not.
Originally, like, someone told you, I don't remember which doctor, maybe it was hematology, that you probably you couldn't have an epidural because you could bleed out?
Yes. They were concerned because obviously blood thinners, you have to put the needle in the back. Yeah. And if my blood was too thin, I could bleed out. So they weren't sure. They weren't sure. Damn, I still struggle how to speak. Okay. I don't even think that was pregnancy related.
Your emotional support. Speech over here. I know. Speech therapist over here. Unless I'm wrong too. That's embarrassing.
So they weren't sure if I could get an epidural or not. So that made me really nervous because I was like, I'm not doing this natural. Kudos to the women who can. I did not want to do that. So I was trying to look up the laughing gas, any other option that they had. Turns out, I don't think I asked anyone. I think we asked the doctor there and they said that it should be fine. Oh, that they would just watch it. Remember, because I was like, someone needs to watch my back just in case. Because the biggest thing was bleeding out my back. So either Mike or you or my mom. Well, that was the whole thing too.
They were saying that like you needed to stop your medication like a certain amount of time before you went into labor. But they were like, we're just going to put it in your IV here or something. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, it's actually really easy.
They had something that like was like an anti blood thinner that they can like reverse the effects. And I'm like, what? If y'all can reverse the effects, why did I switch from Lovenox to heparin? Yeah. There was like,
girl. The more you know.
Yeah. Okay. So now I know. And now I know that if I do ever get pregnant again, I can refuse heparin and just stick with the Lovenox. Because I wish I would have gotten the name of like what the reverse thing was. Because I feel dumb when I say they can reverse the medicine. But apparently there is something like that.
Yeah, it only takes 10 minutes.
I know. It only takes 10 minutes and they could have reversed it. So either way, they didn't have to do that. I think I stopped taking heparin the day before. It was so painful. And Mike and I were just like, we should be good. Worst case scenario, we go to the doctors and they give me a dose of heparin anyways.
Yeah, her belly, guys. When I first started giving her the shots, it was so much easier. But as her belly grew, there was no fat to, like, pinch her skin. And I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm like, where do you want me to put it?
I know. It was the worst. And I was getting black and blue bruises all over. Like, can I put it on your butt?
She's like, you can't put it on your butt.
I would have never been able to sit down. I know. And I think you even offered. You were like, we can do it in your titties. And I was like, no, Megan.
I'm like, I just felt so bad because, like, she had no space on her sides.
Yeah, and you have to put it in, like, a fatty spot. You have to, like, grab, I think, an inch of it. Mind you, when we first started doing the Lovenox, we were doing it near the belly button because I didn't have a belly then. And then as it was getting bigger, we, like, moved more and more. And then we were just only in the love handles. But then everyone – it was like landmines. You had to figure out where to put the injection where it wasn't already bruised or marked up or anything.
And you were not healing from those bruises as fast as – because it was like in the beginning, it was like, oh, we'll do one on this side and then we'll do one on this side. And then by the time we have to do one on this side again, it's already healed. But by the end, like,
I was not healed. I still have like a slight bruise from the heparin.
Really?
Like, it's not like, it's like yellow now, but it's still there. It took like forever to freaking heal. It just was not freaking healing. So yeah, we did that. There was no more fat to go, but Megan was trying to find other fatty spots.
I know. I filmed a couple of them, and I figured maybe we could do, like, a compilation video of like, what you actually went through.
Can you imagine if we would have filled every single injection? Like, almost 300.
That would have been insane. A very long – I think I have, like, six of the ones that I did.
That you did?
I think so.
I think I only have one or two of when Mike did my injections because I was almost in tears every single time. I was like, let's just fucking go. But, yeah, was able to get the epidural, but, like – I only think I had the epidural for like an hour before they stopped it anyways. I was telling, I think it was your aunt that.
We're going to have to do your birth story in another episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll add in the, yeah, we'll add the complications of, I guess it wasn't a complication, but.
Just her whole birth story. Yeah.
I'm still trying to get used to what a birth story is.
I love birth stories. I don't think I've ever told my birth stories on here either.
You got two of them.
Yeah. Maybe we can do like a whole birth story episode next.
No, I love that. That'd be interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm still on the Lovenox. I'm on the Lovenox for 4 more weeks. It is not as bad as heparin, so I can deal with it. I was actually yesterday feeding the baby, and Mike is like, I'll just do it while you're feeding her. And I'm over here like, please don't flinch, please don't flinch, please don't flinch. But it doesn't hurt as bad as heparin, so I was able to do it just fine.
And you're only on the Lovenox once a day now.
Yeah, only on it once a day. I'm just on it because apparently after you give birth – the first 8 weeks are like the most dangerous weeks for a mom normally. Obviously, with someone like me with the blood clots, it's even more dangerous. So they want to make sure I don't just, like, stroke out of nowhere.
Jesus.
So I have the Lovenox 4 more weeks, and then I'll be good. And then I take aspirin for the rest of my life, or back on Lovenox if I get pregnant.
Yeah, you were taking baby aspirin your entire pregnancy, too.
Yes. I will take that forever, so...
You need to get a sponsorship. What brand? Whoever.
What brand does baby Bears. Aspirin? Bears. Okay. Yeah. So if Bears is seen reading.
I'm going to tag them. I'm going to tag Bears. For real.
I'm going to be using you for the rest of my life.
For real. Did they say, like, if it is hereditary, like, could Leilani have it? Oh, did you say the baby's name? Oh, we did. We did a whole podcast.
Yeah, we've been about this. Remember they thought that Bryce was the one who aired it out for everyone? I don't think it's hereditary. My mom doesn't have it. So
Your dad doesn't have it?
Mm-mm. So I think it's just like a random thing that I just got out of nowhere, which is very interesting. Hmm. Curious to see if I have anything else that maybe.
How does your dad know he doesn't have it? Your dad won't get checked for nothing.
That's true. My dad, when I asked him what symptoms or what conditions he has, because you know you have to write whatever your parents have, he said gently used or something like has a lot of miles but still works well. I don't know. He made some fucking joke like he was a used car but still works well. And I was like, that's lovely.
Maybe your dad does freaking have it.
I don't know. But then again, like, you don't know, especially with that type of thing, unless either the pregnancy relates. Something that affects it or triggers it.
He obviously never was pregnant, so.
No. I don't know. Maybe why. No, just...
We need to bully your dad. That's what we need to do. Bully your dad into getting some kind of genetic testing.
I know. Just have the whole family act them like we're coming over for, like, a celebration. But have the doctor
an intervention.
All the doctors are there waiting to take out the blood work and be like, now that I got you all in here, we are doing this together.
Correct. We're doing it for the baby.
Yeah, we already got the ancestry things that we're all starting to do. So now we know our heritage. We need to know what's in our blood.
Yes. Your mom told me that I needed to do whatever testing she got done to figure out like what cancers you're susceptible to and all those things, which I want to do it. But I just did ancestry like one at a time. It's so expensive.
Someone, an influencer, I don't know who it was. She did some sort of testing. I'll have to look on social media. Whatever testing she did to figure out if she has anything like wrong with her that she would have never known.
Oh, it was Just Fam.
Was that what it was? Yeah,
she went and got that. It's like $2,000. You go in there and it scans your entire body.
But it could find things that you don't even know that you have.
It's like a head to toe scan. She was in there for 2 hours.
God damn.
And it's like a giant CT.
I feel like I would do that.
Oh,
like,
I would
want to know, especially like you said, if it's something that passes down to the kids and stuff like that, you might as well know. I didn't know it was $2,000, but
yeah, it's expensive.
It's good to know if we could do like a blood panel of like everything. Test me all you want.
Yep. No, I would 100% do that. And I would make Travis do it too if I had the extra $4,000.
I didn't realize how expensive. Is that covered under insurance or no?
No, girl.
Insurance is a whole nother thing that we can talk about.
Oh my God. Don't Between even get you me started. And
I, are you still going to stay with Women's Care? I feel like we might. I think we started bringing this up when we were in the podcast.
I am post-hysterectomy. Okay. I am post-hysterectomy. I'm doing well now. I myself was in the ER.
Yep.
Girl, don't even get me. We'll have to recap my fucking hysterectomy in the next one.
Megan was in the ER so close towards the end of my pregnancy that we were debating or not whether we needed an extra bed.
I know. No, the first time I was in the ER, I was by myself. Yeah. And the second time you came with me. I'm like, just dropped her off.
He did. Oh, yeah. When he dropped me off, they were pointing to labor and delivery for me. And I was like, no, I don't need to go there. My friend's actually in the emergency room.
But what's funny is they had me in labor and delivery. But they had, or they, in, what was it called?
They had you in like the women's ER where it's the same hallway as
It was labor called and something else, not intensive care. It was called something. And then it was also hand in hand with labor and delivery. I don't know. I had to go to women's care in Tampa. Like, I couldn't go to a hospital near me. Mm-hmm. It had to be women's care. But yeah, it was right next to all the babies. So Tiffany would have been right
there. Next door.
Yep.
It would have been the both of us.
The second time.
Twinning.
That's a whole thing, though. And insurance, don't even get me started. Because your insurance was fucked up for a while, too. Remember? Fighting?
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to go pick up the kids. Now I'm getting heated.
I just thought about that because I'm like, wait, is she still gonna go? I have to figure out. I don't think I can go to women's care anymore now that I'm not pregnant, so that's why I was curious if you're gonna be staying there or not.
I am still, well, I don't know. I just had my final checkup, my 6-week checkup.
But don't you still have to go to, like,
I still have to go every year to get my ovaries checked and to get like a physical, which is so weird because I get a physical at my primary. So I don't know why I have to go get a, she was like, yeah, you have to come every single year. They check your boobs and stuff. But I'm like, so is my primary. So why do I need to get a physical at both?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I have to go for yearly, because I never had a primary before last year when I found all this out. My life. So now I have to go get blood work every year, I guess, like a normal person, and get a fucking physical.
It cracks me up when people say they're like, primary has to give you a referral to go anywhere else. I'm like, I've only ever gone to the everywhere else. I've actually gone to a primary. So what do you mean I have to get a referral?
So embarrassing. Anywhere I go, who's your primary? I don't have one.
I did the same thing. I'm like, I don't have one. Does it look like I don't care?
Yeah. No, for real. No, I don't know, because I like my doctor, and I like the fact that I like her. I like her a lot. I think she's really great. She's really good at explaining things to me. Like, she will literally draw out a picture of a vagina and be like, this is what's going on. Like, draw it out. She's like, you know, I love my pictures. And I'm like, I know. And she'll draw it out to show me, like, exactly what's going on.
She's an artiste on the
side. She is. She's so nice. She came and visited me in the ER. Like, she's very good. Very personal. Will call me, like, several times to make sure, you know, like, whatever. She's very, very, very good. The practice itself sucks.
Yeah.
Women's care as a whole. So I don't know. I don't know any other ones. I mean, the reason I went with women's care is because I think it was like the only one that took my insurance.
Okay.
But I'd rather drive to Tampa, to be honest. I could find somewhere in Tampa and fucking drive out there than deal with what I had to deal with at women's care.
Yeah. I was telling Mike, I've only ever been to women's care since I was 18, like when you have to start going or whatever. But like with the issues that you're dealing with the issues that like I dealt with, and I was like, do it. And then now that they only accepted my insurance for pregnancy, they don't accept it for like regular care. So then I'm like, where do I go now? What do I do? I think someone said there was a place called the women's group, which I don't know if it's just me. I didn't know there were two different places.
Those are two different places.
The women's group and the women's care are two different places.
I'll have to do some research, because yeah, I am probably, I told you where I'm going for my primary, right? It's right by your house. You should go there too.
They don't accept my insurance.
No.
Yeah, I checked.
Well, you're not going to have that insurance forever anyway.
No, yeah, I could technically go there
within
a year. So maybe we'll have to see. I also didn't know that medical center was right there. So I really should look around my living area to see.
I didn't know it was right by your house either until I went for my first appointment. And I was like, oh, that's my Tiffany's house. Yay.
Not bad.
So anyway, we are going to call it quits here. We do have to go pick up the kids. We are going to be doing, after these next few episodes, just because we have so much to catch up on, we're going to bring back from Blended to Besties. So if you would like some advice, it could be on anything. It does not have to be co-parenting or motherhood related. It can be.
If you just need a friend.
If you just need to vent about something or want our opinion on anything, email us at from Blended to Besties.
Girl, don't look at me. It's a blind leading the blind.
From blendedtobesties@gmail.com. And we will anonymously give you our opinion.
Yes. And if you don't like us, you don't have to email
us. Girl, that's a whole... Oh my God. I can't. Don't.
I had to add that in there, girl. Just in case if they're listening. You really don't. Because, you know, I just don't know if they know that I'm like reading the emails or not. But like, we both read the emails, girl. And I'm telling you right now, if you don't she like us, it's we just don't
me
care.
Or he, whoever the fuck it is, thinks it's just me responding.
We are both here to tell you, both of us, of sound in mind, no one was forced, both of us equally don't care.
And don't need your fucking emails. So
I know.
It's fucking creepy.
So in case if whoever it is seeing this, it's both of us. It's not just one person that doesn't care. I know. It's the three of us. We
period.
Don't
go
care.
Away. And I know they listen. Like, quit hate listening to us. Like, fucking go away.
Oh, no, you can continue listening to us.
Oh,
let
yeah,
us,
makes
you know.
Us money.
Yeah, just but... like. Your emails don't. I'm gonna keep blocking them. I'm great at blocking. I hit that block button like pew, real quick.
Creepy. Anyway, all right. We'll see you in the next one.
Yes.
Bye. Bye.